This is the European Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the European Debrief by Atlas News, where we take an in-depth look at the latest stories from the region and show you their broader context. Starting off, we delve into the recent developments between Armenia and Greece, highlighting a growing strategic partnership and Armenia's continued shift towards the West. On March 1, Armenian diplomats met with their Greek counterparts to discuss further defense cooperation. This follows a December 2023 visit by Armenia's defense minister to Greece, where undisclosed defense agreements were reached. These high-level meetings and agreements signal a significant development in the relationship between the two nations. This burgeoning alliance isn't limited to military matters. Just a few days before the defense talks, Armenia's prime minister met with his Greek counterpart. Their discussions emphasized increased cooperation in renewable energy, technology, and most importantly, democratic reforms within Armenia. Armenia's pursuit of democratic reforms aligns with its aspirations of closer ties with the European Union. Prime Minister Mitsotakis of Greece emphasized the role of transparent institutions in attracting investment, a key element of EU integration. Greece has also offered diplomatic support for Armenia in establishing peace with Azerbaijan, a critical issue for Armenia after the recent conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. Additionally, Greece is willing to help ease the burden on Armenia, which took in over 100,000 refugees from the disputed region. This military and diplomatic support isn't entirely new. Greece, Armenia, and sometimes Cyprus have participated in joint military exercises in the past. However, the recent frequency and focus on defense cooperation suggest a more strategic partnership emerging. This development is part of a larger trend. Armenia, a traditional ally of Russia, has been distancing itself in recent years. Feeling unsupported by Russia in its conflicts with Azerbaijan, Armenia has increasingly turned towards Western nations. France, similar to Greece, has pledged its support for Armenia's democratic reforms and encouraged other EU countries to do the same. This strategic shift comes with challenges. While Armenia enjoys increased military cooperation with the West, it hasn't found a replacement for the security guarantees previously provided by the Russia-led Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO. Overall, Greece and Armenia's deepening partnership reflects a complex geopolitical landscape in Eastern Europe. As Armenia seeks to strengthen its position and pursue democratic reforms, the West sees an opportunity to expand its influence. Only time will tell how this evolving relationship will impact the broader regional security dynamics. Next, we'll discuss the recent arson attack on Tesla's gigafactory near Berlin, Germany, claimed by the far-left Volcano Group. The attack has caused significant disruption and raises questions about environmental extremism and the future of electric vehicles. The assault targeted a high-voltage power pylon, crippling the factory and surrounding areas. The Volcano Group, in a subsequent statement, claimed responsibility for the attack, accusing Tesla of environmental exploitation and irresponsible resource consumption. The group criticized Tesla's production of SUVs and trucks, arguing these electric vehicles contradict the company's supposed green mission. They further accused the company of unsustainable water usage, toxic manufacturing practices, and reliance on conflict minerals for battery production. The statement paints Tesla as a symbol of green capitalism, a system they view as ultimately harmful to the environment and exploitative of local communities. They see their actions as a form of resistance against corporate greed and environmental destruction. This isn't the Volcano Group's first rodeo. They're believed to be responsible for a similar attack on a Tesla construction site in 2021. Tesla estimates the financial losses from this recent attack to be in the high 9-digit euro range, with repairs and restarting production expected to take several days. Tesla CEO Elon Musk responded on social media, calling the attackers the dumbest eco-terrorists on Earth for hindering the production of electric vehicles, a supposedly greener alternative to traditional gasoline cars. He argued their actions ultimately benefit fossil fuel companies. The incident sparks a complex debate. While environmental concerns are valid, the methods employed by the Volcano Group raise questions about property damage and potential harm to innocent people. The attack disrupts efforts to combat climate change by delaying the production of electric vehicles. This event highlights the ongoing tension between environmental activism and mainstream corporations. It remains to be seen if such radical tactics will resonate with the public or ultimately hinder the progress of clean energy solutions. Now we dive into a complex legal battle brewing between Nicaragua and Germany concerning the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict. Nicaragua has filed a lawsuit with the International Court of Justice, ICJ, accusing Germany of complicity in genocide against the Palestinian people. The crux of the argument centers on Germany's military and financial support for Israel throughout the conflict. Nicaragua claims this assistance, including weapon supplies, directly contributes to the violence in Gaza. They further allege that Germany's decision to defund the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, exacerbates the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The lawsuit details numerous alleged violations by Germany, including breaching obligations under the Genocide Convention by failing to prevent genocide and providing aid that could be used for such purposes. Breaching obligations under the Geneva Conventions by not ensuring compliance with humanitarian law principles. Failing to uphold the Palestinian right to self-determination and contributing to an alleged apartheid regime. Nicaragua seeks a variety of outcomes from the ICJ, including a declaration that Germany has breached international law, a complete suspension of German aid to Israel, particularly military assistance, a reversal of Germany's decision to defund the UNRWA, assurances from Germany to prevent future violations, full reparations for the alleged harm caused. This lawsuit comes on the heels of a similar case filed by South Africa against Israel, also heard at the ICJ. The court previously declared the plausibility of genocide in the South Africa case, a claim vehemently contested by Israel. Germany has yet to formally respond to the lawsuit. However, they recently announced increased aid to Gaza while acknowledging the difficulties with humanitarian access. The future of this case remains uncertain. The initial court hearings will likely focus on establishing the validity of the claims and the need for provisional measures, such as the suspension of German aid. A final decision on Germany's alleged violations could take years. This legal battle highlights the international community's deep divisions surrounding the Israel-Gaza conflict. The outcome of the case has the potential to significantly impact the flow of aid, military support, and the broader legal framework surrounding this complex geopolitical issue. Next, we'll be focusing on recent developments in the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Specifically, we'll be discussing reports of Ukrainian tank losses near the town of Avdiivka. Since late February, open-source intelligence reports suggest Ukraine has lost at least 3 M1 Abrams tanks and a rare M1150 assault breacher vehicle around Avdiivka. This represents a significant loss, considering the United States only supplied Ukraine with 31 Abrams tanks initially. The fighting around Avdiivka intensified after Russian forces captured the town on February 17th. Since then, Russia has continued its push westward, and these tank losses seem to be concentrated near the Ukrainian defensive lines in that area. Let's break down the reported losses. The first Abrams was destroyed on February 26th by an explosive drone strike. The drone apparently hit the rear of the turret, causing a catastrophic ammunition explosion. The crew's fate remains unknown. The second tank, lost on March 3rd, appears to have been disabled either by a mine or an anti-tank guided missile, ATGM, that knocked out its tracks. The crew abandoned the vehicle before it was destroyed by further drone attacks. At the same time, the M1150 breacher vehicle was also lost in the vicinity. The cause of this loss and the crew's status are unclear. The third Abrams was taken out on March 5th by multiple ATGM strikes. Similar to the other incidents, information on the crew's survival is unavailable. It's important to note that these reports are based on open-source information and haven't been independently verified. Additionally, the details surrounding the crew's fates remain unconfirmed. However, these losses do raise some interesting points for discussion. Firstly, the vulnerability of even advanced tanks like the Abrams to drone attacks and ATGMs is a point of concern. This highlights the evolving nature of modern warfare, where readily available anti-tank weaponry can pose a serious threat to heavily armored vehicles. Secondly, The location of these losses suggests they might be connected to the ongoing battle for control of the Avdiivka region. Ukrainian forces are likely using these tanks in a defensive capacity to halt the Russian advance. It's important to stay updated on the situation as it develops. This incident offers valuable insights into the ongoing conflict and the changing dynamics of tank warfare. We'll continue to monitor the situation and provide further updates as they become available. Finally, we delve into current events with a focus on global agriculture. Today's episode tackles the recent violent protests in Poland by farmers, highlighting the broader tensions simmering across the European Union. For years, EU agricultural policies aimed at reducing pesticide use and greenhouse gas emissions have sparked discontent among farmers. Despite some concessions and policy revisions, many feel their livelihoods are threatened. This frustration recently boiled over in Poland, where farmers clashed with police, demanding an end to the EU's Green Deal and restrictions on Ukrainian grain imports. The Green Deal, an ambitious plan for climate neutrality, proposes regulations that some farmers see as impractical and costly. Polish protests escalated further due to the EU's decision to allow duty-free imports of Ukrainian grain in response to the war. While intended to support the Ukrainian economy, this move flooded the market with cheaper produce, making it difficult for Polish farmers to compete. The Polish government, led by the pro-EU Donald Tusk, faces a delicate balancing act. They acknowledge the farmers' grievances and plan to negotiate changes to agricultural policies within the EU framework. However, they also remain committed to supporting Ukraine. This situation raises concerns beyond Poland's borders. Similar protests have erupted across the EU, forcing some countries to backtrack on certain Green Deal measures. But environmental anxieties remain, posing a dilemma for European leaders. Balancing support for Ukraine with the needs of their own agricultural sectors proves a complex challenge. The situation also serves as a cautionary tale for the United States. As discussions around a green farm bill gain traction, American policymakers are urged to learn from the EU's mistakes. Open dialogue with farmers can help mitigate potential disruptions and ensure a smoother transition towards sustainable practices. Looking ahead, the future of EU agricultural policy remains uncertain. Will member states find a compromise that addresses climate concerns while safeguarding farmers' livelihoods? How long will European citizens support Ukrainian aid if it comes at the expense of their own economies? These questions will undoubtedly shape the future of European agriculture and will be topics we'll continue to monitor closely. This has been the European Debrief by Atlas News.